You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
National League Player of the Week, the Polar Bear, Pete Alonso, a 400 average, a 1452 OPS, 5 homers, 15 ribbies. Pete Alonso went off on that road trip. He's got a 301 average, 17 homers, 61 ribbies, a 990 OPS on the season. Leads MLB in runs batted in. Leads all first basemen in home runs and F war. He passed David Wright on the Mets home run list. He's on pace for 42 homers and 150 RBIs. Beast. That came from SNY Mets, also from the Mets account. And here's some honorable mentions. Denzel Clark, if you have not seen his catch for the Oakland A's playing, or the Sacramento A's playing against the Anaheim Angels, Denzel Clark runs back in center field, scales the wall, times it up perfectly, reaches his glove all the way out, and pulls one back in. And I also have to give an honorable mention right now because I was looking at scores before the break and I went to see, you know, the Battle of the Bums, the Rays and the Red Sox. But before we get to that, I noticed, oh, it's Dodgers-Padres and the Padres have come back to take the lead. So it was 2-0 Dodgers. Padres tied it up 2-2. Then it was 3-0 Padres. Then in the third inning, the Dodgers scored 3 to take the lead 5-3. And who had a bases clearing? Was it a triple? It was, because that boy can't run. Former Yankee Tyler Wade with a bases-clearing triple to take the lead back. I mean, there's still a lot of game to go. But right now, Tyler Wade leads all Padres with 3 runs batted in. And that's a good game if I was home right now. Actually, I don't have to be home. I have MLB TV. I'm about to put the tab over right here. I'm about to watch this now in this next hour. And then, you know, it's 6-1 with the Panthers. I'm sick of these guys. I'm rooting for, you know, Connor McDavid and the Oilers to get it done, but this is an impressive win, and all the Oilers can do really is throw hands at this point. So, wide open, as we traditionally do, the last hour of my show, I call open mic. You know, bring a topic to the table that you want to speak on. I think the topic that I wanted to bring to open mic tonight is the topic I tried to get in there yesterday, and I mean, now is the perfect time. NCAA paying college athletes. It's something that hits close to home for me because I played at 2 schools. Somebody on Reddit is going to be like, this guy was a bench rider. Yeah, you're damn right. I rode the bench, but I was a full scholarship athlete at 2 schools. I was one of the best quarterbacks to come out of the state of New Jersey. That paid for my education. I studied communication, radio, and television, and that brought me here. I didn't have to start one game. I didn't have to complete one pass. I didn't have to score one touchdown. But you can count it. You probably don't have a good gym class you could report. Me, I could report plenty of days in college where I balled out. Anyway, you know, I remember being in critical discourse, a class where we had to speak in front of the class and we had to go back and forth with people and, you know, you had different topics. And I remember this court case that now has been passed. I remember kind of taking that court case up in critical discourse. I forget what exactly the, you know, what we were studying. And I basically laid out a whole reason, like a whole set of reasons why the NCAA should be paying their athletes. So, and that was in like 2010. Fast forward, here we are now in 2025. We are in the future. The judge grants final approval to the House versus NCAA settlement. Schools are now free to begin paying their athletes directly, marking the dawn of a new era in college sports brought about by a multi-billion dollar legal settlement that was formally approved last Friday. They should have been doing this a long time ago, but changes come now. And the craziest thing to me is that there's going to be back pay. So the House settlement will pay thousands of former athletes from 2016 to 2024, a combined $2.8 billion in back pay from lost NIL compensation. Now, I'll say this. A lot of these top guys, they were getting paid under the table, which I also think was legal, but there were so many suspensions. And, like, bro, they took Reggie Bush's Heisman. You know, they really came at a lot of different athletes and schools over this. But it's like, wouldn't you want your star running back to be well taken care of? Wouldn't you want his parents to be taken care of so he feels, like, comfortable at school, has peace of mind, can go out there and give you his best? Instead, for years, it was just, nope, room and board, and, you know, they get their books taken care of and they can eat for free. That was the first step in it. I thought that was an insult. Oh, free meals. These kids are eating for free a lot anyway. Like, they're not cooking for themselves. Here's something else. The top football teams are going to cost $40 to $50 million a year. That's where this is going. Anyone who thinks different is nuts. That was from a personnel director from a power conference. Like, okay, now we've made it so. Basically, what they're doing is, like, they're making it so now, like, the NIL was getting so wild. Anyone from a car dealership to, like, actual manufacturers of cars could come to these student athletes and broker deals where these guys needed agents. A lot of it was done through the school anyway, but now it's going directly through the school. So I think it's interesting to see how it will shift. I think it's all in good faith. Like, I think it's to protect the kids and also to cut the schools in on this stuff. But I just think it's crazy. Like, when I was in school, we were dreaming of this. We were like, and I wasn't making, I would have made a couple dollars. You know, I played at James Madison University and Monmouth University, but, like, they count. It's interesting to see where this is going. I have a son, and, you know, even now when I think about my son growing up, and I know he's going to play something because he's always running into stuff, and he's always throwing stuff. I'm always telling him, yo, stop throwing. We don't throw. We don't kick. You always want to throw and kick something. But I'm thinking, I'm like, I don't know. I plan on making my son work for me. But I do understand the power of education. I'd be nothing without the amount of time that I spent in college. Not just the books that you have to read, the papers you have to write, but the education you get about other people and living amongst other people and just how to be. Like, it's valuable. I don't know what college will be, though, in 15 years when my son is going. But if he's going, I would like to not pay for it. And if he's athletic and he can get a scholarship, there's another fight. There's another, this game now, they got to just call the game. It's final. It's done. But they're fighting at the final. Like, I'm going to get my last licks in. Wow. I think this guy is just, Perry 90 just swung at this guy's legs from behind. Like,
yeah, that was a bad check.
It is
from
beef.
That was a bad check from Mikkel at the end of the game. Corey Perry, legend, obviously. Was not happy with it. And then the game's over, and they're still fighting.
Yeah, but that was foul. Like, the game is over and you come up behind them.
Oh, they don't. These guys don't care.
It's fair game to them.
And as long as the NHL isn't going to suspend them or whatever, like, the maximum fine is somewhere between, like, $2,000 and $5,000. That's it.
This is what all the highlights are going to be. Anyway, to close what I was saying, if my son is athletic enough, but more athletic than me, and will have me to coach him and train him and help him, we're going to make some money. We're going to make some bread by that time. We're gonna make a couple mil off of whatever school he chooses, and he'll get the education as well. 888-808-1019. Ken is in Saddlebrook on the Fan. What's up, Ken?
Yeah, I was just like, if these guys are good enough where they're going to be getting a couple million maybe in NIL money, would that do away with their scholarships and maybe they could put those scholarships to guys who aren't going to get NIL money?
Well, no. They still got to go to class. They're still college athletes. They got to go to school. That's still going to be paid for. They're not going to give – like, who would they give them to? Like, regular students?
Well, no. To guys on the team who maybe aren't getting as much in scholarship money.
Nah, like for the most part, these big schools that are dealing with that money, those guys are full scholarship guys. Any partial scholarship guys or walk-ons, like I think maybe those guys can get involved with some deals to put some money in their pocket. But I don't think now it's like, okay, like I think it's combined. You have a full scholarship and you have your NIL deals and you can make money off your name, image, likeness with influencer marketing and commercials and that type of stuff. But it's not like, hey, you make so much money that you don't need the scholarship, pay for the tuition on your own. We're going to give it to someone else. That's not going to happen.
I was just wondering because some of these guys are going to make a lot. They're going to make more than they ever made. They're going to make in pros because they're not going to make it big in the pros. Some of them.
Great. That's what I call, Ken. Like exactly right. Think about how many great athletes you watched in college that generated money for those universities. They sold jerseys and tickets and TV rights to watch these players. And then they got to the NFL and they crapped out in 2-3 years and they, that's exactly who it's going to help. I remember talking on the Fan about how BYU, they already had a system in place where they talked to these kids about saving, investing. They had like a system in place for them where like the NIL money that they were getting, they couldn't blow it. They were helping these kids put it in the right places so that they would be set up for the future when they graduate and want to start a business or if they go pro and it doesn't last for long. Like this is extending the, like, if you're a good athlete in high school, man, you're able to turn that into money for you, your family. Like, I can't tell you, I went to school my freshman year at James Madison University with kids from inner city DC, Baltimore, Richmond, Newport News. And they barely came to school with anything besides, you know, a few pairs of sneakers and clothes. And I remember getting our, like, Pell Grant checks and, like, the little bit of extra money. And some of those kids sending money back to their moms. Some of those kids sending money back home so that their mom could help take care of their little brother and sister. Like, they did not have it. So I remember some guys on the football team getting jobs and working and doing little things. You know, so like now that's going to end that. Like there are going to be some families impacted where if you're in a, you know, a low income situation, but Lil Johnny is the best running back in the state, you're negotiating. That's already happened in the last couple of years, but now it's like a real thing. It's like you're negotiating now. If your kid is good and you don't have much income, like, that's business. Like, the business is starting their senior year. Where are they going to go and maximize that opportunity? They could be even getting paid on the bench. Doesn't even have to be a starter. Just got to make the right choice for where your kid's going to play. And, like, that can help make some money for some families that need it. Kids coming out of inner cities, kids coming out of...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Poverty that take their athleticism to college, and it's not so much of a dream now, like, oh, I got to make it to the NBA or the NFL to be able to take care of my family. No, you could do that as a freshman. That's amazing. Ross is in Bergen County on the Fan. What's up, Ross?
Keith, how you doing, man?
Ross, did you just graduate?
Yeah, on Saturday.
Congratulations on your graduation. That's a big step. And I know you want to work in sports or entertainment or radio or stuff like that, but congratulations on getting that first step done.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah, I'm staying local all that because I remember taking the tours. I didn't do a lot of tours, but kind of one of the trends I noticed is like this is the hotbed for what I want to do, journalism and all that. A couple other states here and there, but like New York, New Jersey is the place to be, so I'm staying local and I'm hoping to get into the industry sooner than later. But, I was kind of looking at graduation, quick thing, and I'll get to a sports point. And it's kind of full circle for me, too, with the station freshman year, like early on, because it was right out of COVID is when I started calling the station. Schmooze was my first call, and then I think you started hosting right around there, and I've been calling you more than anybody ever since. So just kind of like a thank you for taking my calls and everything, and then everything you've done to support me up until this point. I appreciate it.
Of course, man. Of course. And what I'll say is you have been heard on the Fan, and there are people that know Ross in Bergen County. So build off of that, and just keep going, dude. It took me a decade. I graduated college 2011. You didn't hear me on the Fan until 2021. It took me a decade to actually get to the radio with a radio degree.
Well, your guys like C-Mac, I mean, you hear all the legends he's produced for, and now he's finally got the overnight gig, and now he's doing the Saturdays. I mean, it's a grind for people like him, everybody. Even GL, how many shows he produced, Sal, I mean, kind of like the names you see that they produce for, and now they got their shows. It's kind of like a next in line type deal, so I appreciate everything you've done for me, man. And kind of, hey, I was never really touted like a young Jedi. That was more like the other group, but me being one of your first younger callers, now it's kind of some of these other younger calls you got, I'm sure they're graduating this year.
I said it, bro. Not to cut you off.
You're good.
I tried to make it the young Padawans, but it was too late. And then I just, I kind of came away from it because in the 4 years that I've been on, you young guys have been freshmen, sophomore, juniors, now seniors, which blows my mind. I'm like, the first time you heard me, you were a freshman. And like now these guys have grown up. So it's a time warp.
Yeah. I appreciate everything, man. But I'll get to a sports point real quick. I heard you talking a little hockey, and I'll say this. You know, you look at this going on, and it's crazy with hockey being like a lot of people talk about the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's kind of like the parody. You know, for years we had the Warriors-Cavs with basketball, and now it's kind of like the tides are flipping. And now we're like the seventh year, consecutive year, we're going to get a different champion in the NBA, and then the NHL gives us the back-to-back matchup. But you see the first two go to OT, thrillers at that, and then this one being a blowout. And I heard you talking about like all the, you know, the scraps and everything. You saw Perry with the play at the end. You saw Jake Walman go after someone's knees before. And I don't know if I've ever seen a team that's still only down 2-1, but so psychologically screwed up like Edmonton tonight. I don't know what it, I don't like the term rent free, but if I've ever seen rent free in a game, it was tonight. Just every play. Eddie Olczyk was saying on the broadcast like 5 minutes left, I wouldn't put McDavid or Dreisaitl back on the ice, you know, fearing an injury on some stupid play, some stupid penalty. And the fact that you're seeing that in a game three of a Stanley Cup Finals is nuts. Now, I have money on Edmonton, so I'm kind of rooting for him. But at the same time, they got Knobloch behind the bench. Should have been our coach. You know, talk about the Rangers and then longtime Devil Adam Henrique. I'm not trying to see him win a cup on his way out. That's kind of like a little pettiness with the OT goal in 2012, but at the end of the day, man, a matchup that looks so competitive going into tonight looks so lopsided now just off one game, and it's nuts. And that's how good Florida is. But, you know, you can never count McDavid and Dreisaitl to the last. So who knows? Through three games, this all of a sudden kind of threw a wrench into it. But I wouldn't be surprised if Edmonton ties it up a couple nights from now. But
yeah,
thanks for the time, man. I appreciate it.
You got it, Ross. I mean, they've got the best player arguably in the game. It goes back to last year. You lose the Stanley Cup to this team last year. The last thing you want is to lose back-to-back Stanley Cups to the same team, or to lose back-to-back Stanley Cups in general. And so maybe that thought is creeping in their mind like, yo, they got us. We battled them. They got one. We got one. They were close games, but like tonight was Panthers all the way. And if the Panthers are able to win two more games, they raised the cup again, and, like, you could never get over that. You could never get over that, losing to the same, like, not for nothing. That's setting up the Yankees, right? Like, I'm watching this Dodgers-Padres game, and you guys remember last year, like, that Dodgers-Padres series, I thought the Padres were beating them. That was popcorn-ready theatrics. And after the whole, you know, Jerickson Profar thing with the Dodgers fans, I think the Dodgers fans threw a ball at him, and he tried to like act like they caught the ball when he you know robbed a homer, and then Machado was out there gyrating and dancing, and they threw something at him. Like it was getting hectic out there, and then all of a sudden the Padres couldn't scratch a run across, and the Dodgers came alive and took that series. And then what the Dodgers say? The Dodgers mocked the Yankees as Ha-Sung Kim drives one down the right field line, and Max Muncy comes in to score from second. It's a tie ball game in Petco Park as the Dodgers and Padres are knotted up at six. When the Yankees lost to the Dodgers, I went and listened to that podcast as much as I could stomach it. I still can't. I want to go to Apple TV and watch the documentary. But the Dodgers, they mocked the Yankees for Yankee defense and just putting the ball in play. But then they also didn't give any credit to the Mets. They said that the Padres were the best team they faced that whole run. They said they were most shook of the Padres beating them. They gave all the credit and love to the Padres. So you're watching the Stanley Cup with the same teams in it. Could we get an NLCS this year with the Dodgers and Mets again? And a World Series with the Yankees and the Mets again? If so, we need different outcomes. Okay, now let's go to La Jolla, California. I know how to say it. Who was that guy? Was it Greg in Rockland? Dude called up, was just an ass. Like, right after I called it La Jolla, now I know it's La Jolla, he called up to be like, you can't pronounce regular things because you don't have education. Something stupid like that. I'm like, bro, I never been to La Jolla, California. But Lou is out there on the fan. What's up, Lou?
I certainly am, and it's great to talk to you again. And I learned how to pronounce La Jolla in grad school. I didn't know anything when I was 5 years old. But that's an attempt at humor. anyway, which did not go over.
We said when you were 5 years old?
Yeah. No, I was making a joke that I learned how to pronounce this town in grad school, that we spent a month on how to pronounce it.
In other words,
I'm being sarcastic about that guy.
And I know you remember because it was your call, and you're the only one that calls from La Jolla. But you just made me think of a good Dave Sims story, because Dave Sims was the one who texted me, and it was like, you know, he spelled it out for me like it's La Jolla, not La Jolla.
I was honored that Dave got involved with me indirectly. I'm changing the topic to Hunter Dobbins and Ken Griffey Jr., both hypothetical stories. I have one that's reality. Jackie Robinson played his entire major league career with the Brooklyn Dodgers, and he was with them for 10 seasons. After the 1956 season, he was traded to the New York Giants. And he refused the rivalry. I'm sorry, I'm interrupting myself. The rivalry was so great, and I believe much greater than the Yankees and Red Sox rivalry. It was so great, he retired rather than play for the Giants. And because of that, my first season when I became a knowledgeable baseball fan, I was only 6 years old, and it was 1957. So because of that, I never got to see Jackie Robinson play. And that's a true story.
Yeah, I mean, Lou, I know you've hit us with a lot of stuff. I don't know how old you are, but I know your favorite player was...
I'm interrupting you again. I'm 74.
No, I appreciate you because you're locked into my show every night and you tweet a lot of information that helps out. And like I said, I know your favorite player is Willie Mays. I remember, you know, when we lost him and I honored him that night, you spoke on him. I appreciate the stories. It's wild for me to even think about back then being able to watch those guys play.
Well, as I said, I never saw him play, but the 1951 World Series, are you familiar with the shot heard round the world, Bobby Thompson's home run?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So I was 10 and a half months old then, so I did not watch it. But the 51 World Series between the Giants and the Yankees had Joe DiMaggio in his final season, and Willie Mays and Mickey Mantle were both rookies. So that was a very amazing thing to have those three in the same World Series, three of the greatest icons in baseball history.
Yeah, you only get that on Yankeeography, Yankee Classics, YouTube, documentaries.
My father was a Brooklyn Dodgers fan. He was born in East Harlem, but he grew up in Brooklyn. And he saw Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, et cetera. He said the greatest player, my New York accent. I don't have a La Jolla accent. I have a New York accent. The greatest player he ever saw was DiMaggio, Joe DiMaggio. There were three DiMaggio brothers. And I don't mean to keep you too long, but Joe was I never saw him play, of course. He retired when I was an infant, but he was very graceful. And the Willie Mays story by Arnold Hano, which I read when I was 10 years old, 1961, he said that the two greatest center fielders ever were Joe DiMaggio and Willie Mays. And he said, well, DiMaggio made them look easy and Mays made them look difficult. But DiMaggio was very graceful. Again, I never saw him play. You know about the 56-game hitting streak. And he had a three... I sound like Rain Man now, but I know this by heart. DiMaggio had a .325 lifetime batting average. So he was an unbelievably great player.
Well, I appreciate it because you're able to speak on things that I can't speak on. And I know we have people listening that, you know, it hits that demographic in a way I can't hit. You know what I'm saying?
I guess so. Yes, I do. I don't know how many 70-somethings you have listening, but nevertheless.
Probably more than you think. Thanks. I think WFAN has probably more than you think. They might not call, but they've been listening to the station for a long time.
Well, I love you, Keith, and it's really great talking to you.
Lou, you're the man. I appreciate it. Thank you for the call. 888-808-1019. We got to break it down. I'm running out of time. I don't know. I've got 30 minutes less, like 27 minutes left. So let's take this break. When we come back, I'll hit you with tell me something cool and a Dave Sims story, that something that clicked in my head that's kind of funny. And it's open mic. We'll take the rest of the calls, whatever you guys want to talk about. Keith McPherson on The Fan, back right after this. I was thinking back to an article from last week that was titled, Yanks Have Ace Professor with Garrett Cole University, GCU. So, you know, a lot of talk about what we've seen from Will Warren and what we've seen from Ryan Yarbrough before, and I wish I got to this before the Red Sox series, but even with the change that we've seen in Carlos Rodon and whatnot, we know that Garrett Cole is out recovering from Tommy John, but he is an extra pitching coach. He does watch all of these guys pitch. He does dream of himself pitching, and he does help these guys out. So he's giving them tips. He's sending text messages and things to the guys in the rotation, and he's one of the best that we've seen in this generation. It's good to have him around. It says, a text message blinked onto cell phones belonging to Clark Schmidt and Will Warren ahead of the Yankees' recent series at Coors Field. Garrett Cole texts these guys, and he finds a way to stay connected to them. A couple tips from an old guy. You know, I just think it's cool that Garrett Cole is recovering, but, you know, kind of being an extra hand in these, you know, Yankees starts with Matt Blake. He said, I was just trying to get across what I would call a predictable distraction. People are going to come in and talk about how the ball moves differently, so let's get our minds wrapped around that. It doesn't mean you can't have success. Clayton Kershaw has historically pitched really well there. I've thrown some really good games there. Like, he was trying to get in front of, you know, the conversation about what was going on in Coors Field. You know, I was listening to an interview that he did, I think it was with Susan, and he talked about how he still visualizes himself pitching every night. And I did want to tell a funny story of me connecting the dots with something with Dave Sims. Now, I have started to listen to Dave more, especially this weekend where I didn't go to the game Saturday. I didn't go to the game Sunday because I was taking over for dinner time, bath time, story time, bedtime. So when that happens, the game starts at 7. I'm listening to the start of the game before, you know, my son eventually is asleep by 7:30, 8 o'clock. And I think I took a call on either Thursday or Sunday about Dave Sims. And it wasn't so much a critique on his style, but I had a caller say to me, I just hate how he talks about the other teams. Because he was talking about Jose Ramirez and the Guardians. And I kind of said, well, you know, Jose Ramirez is great and he doesn't get enough love. And so that's what Dave was doing. I kind of took up for Dave. He's like, nah, man, you got to hear it. It's constantly always talking about the other team. Like, he's got to learn, like, this is the Yankees. We're Yankee fans. We don't care about the other teams. We don't want to hear about the other team. So last night, or I was on yesterday, yes, I was on Sunday, and I saw Dave's post about how he ran into Garrett Crochet and Garrett or Greg Weissert on the train. And so that was on Instagram and Twitter. But then I'm listening to the game last night, and Dave starts the story. He's like, oh, here's a story for you. You're going to love this. And he starts talking about how he ran into these guys on the train. And I already know the train, but it's hilarious because he starts talking about, and we had a blast. That ball is hit to deep right. It's gone. Home run, Aaron Judge. It was like he started to tell the story about another team, another team's players, having a blast with them, running into them on the train. And then Judge not only silenced Hunter Dobbins, he silenced Dave Sims with that home run. Zoop, that story's over. X gonna give it to you. Dun, 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 dun. You hear Yankee Stadium in the back. And I put a note and I'm like, that was hilarious. I had a caller tell me that they want Dave to stop talking about other teams. He starts to go on about how he runs physically into the Red Sox and he had a blast with their players on the way to Sunday Night Baseball. Judge is batting and he's like, shut all that up. I'm laughing with my son. Like, that is like, you couldn't make that happen any better. I just took a call and him talking about other teams.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Keeps it as he started to tell the story about running into the other team, Judge Homers, and it's back to baseball. 888-808-1019. Bobby is in Belmore on the Fan. What's up, Bobby?
Yes. Good evening, Keith. Before I get to the college athletes in the mix for quickie, I remember back in the Alder Cup run, I think it was 82-83, I was at the game against McGaughan. They were down 7-2 in the third, going into the third period. And, you know, they came out competitive up to the Oilers with that great Alder team. But, you know, they made it 7-6, actually tied the game up. And Wally Harris and the referee said the play was dead, and Bossy actually tied the game up. And then, but the point is that, you know, these guys, I mean, they just quit. I never saw anything like it. I mean, they want to be the Broad Street Bullies, but the Broad Street Bullies, you know, the Philadelphia, they actually scored goals when they did that. I mean, it was just it was a disgrace, and I blame the coach for that. But anyway, let me get to the college athletes. I don't understand why this didn't happen a long time ago. I mean, I know the Batty case in 2016, but it took a long time. I'm surprised these college athletes, you know, I know they're getting college scholarships. I know but the big time college athletes, you know, especially, this should have happened a long time ago, but I guess better late than never, as they say. And with the Knicks, I just want to get your opinion instead of me doing all the talking here. What do you think should, I mean, if they don't get Malone, and he's like Thibodeau, you know, I don't know what else they could, what coaches out there that could actually get them to the promised land. I mean, I don't understand why they fired the guy. I mean,
the front runner right now is Jason Kidd. You might not have been listening at 8, but I had a guy on who was basically tagged across Twitter today as a source that, you know, said, like, Jason Kidd wants the job. He tweeted out, Jason Kidd wants that job. And now it's on the Mavericks. If the Mavericks don't shut it down and the Knicks have that conversation with Jason Kidd, the Knicks are going to do what they got to do to get him, and Jason Kidd would leave.
Well, he's on the contract. I mean, they're going to have to get a draft pick. I mean, what is this guy, Pat Riley? I mean, he's under contract with Dallas. He's not a free agent. So the Knicks and the Dallas ain't going to let him go away for nothing.
It takes two to tango. You got to do the trade. But, like, the Rockets have already shut down the Ime Udoka conversation. The Mavericks haven't shut this down yet, and I only think they haven't shut it down because I don't know if Nico Harrison is safe. I don't know what Nico is thinking about his future and the Mavericks' future. I don't know what their ownership is thinking. they might think, all right, blow this whole thing up. You could take Jason Kidd, and maybe it'll help us, right? They're not going to have Kyrie this year, but they plan to draft Cooper Flagg. Maybe they're looking like, what can we get? What pieces, players can we get from the Knicks? I don't know.
Well, is it worse? I don't know. Is Jason Kidd that great of a coach to give up, you know?
I don't think so. Yeah. I think he's the splashy name and the guy you plug in that it's not going to be too big for him. But I don't know if he's any different than what Tom Thibodeau. Is he this offensive innovator that's going to play the bench and do what you want? I don't know. And I don't know if in next year's situation he's able to get them over the hump. But what we do know, talking to Scoop B, you can go back in the free Odyssey app to 8 o'clock and listen to me talk to Scoop B. In 2020, when Kidd interviewed, Dolan was sold on bringing him back. Dolan likes him. So if Dolan had a hand in Tom Thibodeau being shown the door, he's definitely going to have a hand in trying to bring Jason Kidd back.
Well, that's what he probably thought all along anyway. I'm sure it was in Dolan's mind. I don't know if he thinks that far advanced that, you know, Kidd was available, might be available. But what about, you think, the trader transact? Do you think Giannis, would you, Townsend and Bridges and a couple of draft picks? I mean, I know Knicks might, I think, have one or two left after that Bridges trade. But, I would do it in a heartbeat. But, you know, and Durant, I wouldn't touch with a, you know, with anything, I just don't want to come here anyway.
I think it's still on the table. Thanks for the call, Bobby. The tsunami offer, that might have been a rumor. It's on the table, and I even asked Brandon about that. Like, are they connecting dots here with Giannis and J. Kidd being in Milwaukee, and then bringing that to New York, and him being the piece that also puts them over the top? But if you got to do a trade with the Mavericks to get Kidd and a trade to get Giannis, it would have to be the Mavericks just granting the release, and I don't understand why they would do that. I don't know. I think Giannis is what Brandon was saying. He kept saying Toronto, Toronto, Toronto. I think Giannis is more inclined to go elsewhere. I think the Knicks got to. And now, if the Knicks just kept Tom Thibodeau, maybe. But I think trying to land a new head coach and a superstar, that's a lot to do in one offseason. But, hey. If Dolan is enabling him, I guess you can't put it past Leon Rose. He's pushed all the right buttons to get him here. Maybe they get that done, but I don't think Giannis is the answer anyway. You have Brunson. You have Kat, and I know the Bucks don't want Kat in a deal, so I don't think Giannis is really a thing. I never thought it was a thing, and I don't think KD is a smart move either. I think if KD told you that the Knicks ain't it and he didn't want to be a Knick, why are you doubling back now 5 years after the fact, you know? I wouldn't do that. Moving along here, 888-808-1019. As I'm running out of time, I've got 10 minutes left. I can get my calls in. Danny's in Basking Ridge. What's up, Danny? You got it.
Hey, Keith. Just calling about the kids making money in college. I see it as a double-edged sword. I know the colleges are making money off these kids, but at the same time, what does it do to the product, and what does it do to down the pyramid, right, to the kids that are playing in Little League or the kids that are playing in high school? You know, what are the effects then the high school level and, you know, that player development, you know, area? So, and then on top of it, you know, what's the impact at the college level, you know, with coaches and, you know, their loyalty to kids and the kids' loyalty to a team? You know, I've seen this before. I don't think they have a grip on it. And, you know, I think that, you know, when you say that colleges, you know, are looking out for, you know, the best interests of the kids, I definitely question that, because I think it's all about money at the end of the day. I just wanted to see what you thought.
Yeah, I understand that concern. Thanks for the call, Danny. But, it is all about money, and I think the best interest is paying these kids for the hard work that they put in. And, of course, this has been going on. We've seen the effects. St. John's is good now. Why? Because they're able to pay players. They're able to pay Rick Pitino. He's able to go recruit with NIL money. They're able to go from nothing to something that fast. Why is Bill Belichick at UNC? You know, because they want to pay Bill Belichick to bring them to prominence. They'll deal with his 24-year-old girlfriend. They're trying to win. You've even seen it with, Deshaun Jackson is coaching Delaware State, and Michael Vick is coaching Norfolk State. And they're trying to attract players off of their names, because those schools don't have as much NIL money to compete with the Virginia Techs, or even just, you know, I'm not so worried about the effect on youth sports. Youth sports should be unaffected. Now, high school is going to change a little bit, but high school is going to change where I just was using the example of, hey, if Johnny is the best running back in the state, his senior year, he knows he's in the money. That's a great feeling. Not that like, oh, I'm going to get to go to college. I have to worry about illegally accepting benefits. And if I'm the best in my college for 3 years, I can go to the NFL. Then we'll touch some money. Like, what is it going to do? It already has changed the NCAA tournament. The one seeds are going to make it. The top seeds are going to make it. The schools with the best NL money, Florida, Auburn, you know what I'm saying? Duke, like the schools with the biggest budgets and pockets and alumni and booster spending, it already was that because these coaches make millions and they have million-dollar TV deals. Why are the kids that are the ones scoring the touchdowns and shooting the threes, like why are they the ones just, oh, no, you're good going to college and illegally, quietly get your bet? Like, no, like make the whole thing a business. Frank is in Union County on the Fan next. Frank, what are you thinking?
Hey, Keith, what's up? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. So on the NIL, I haven't heard this opinion, and I listen over and over on this topic discussion regarding paying them versus not paying them. My take is, why wouldn't they structure it when a college offers them to say one or the other? If you feel confident enough to take the NIL money, go for it. If you want the scholarship, which roughly costs $200,000, $300,000, go for it. But to get both is just silly. I mean, there are people out there that are fighting tooth and nail to be able to afford to go to college, and they get, you know, nothing versus somebody who's going to be able to just play ball. So if you want to just be an employee of the university and play sports, go for it if you want to bet on yourself. But all those other people that are fighting and scrapping and clawing to just to get into some type of school to make a better life for themselves, I don't understand why they have to have both. So pick one or the other. Become an employee of the university.
Because it's a college team and they're students on that college campus, and like they're not just athletes. Like they're student athletes, and one came long before the other.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly. And that's what I'm saying. At that point of decision, you say, listen, you're not going to be a student. You're going to be an employee. You're betting on yourself as a business to go out there and make your money. But you can either pay for your education or you can just go the employee route.
Yeah, but they can't even do that because like how I mentioned how they're doing the back pay now, like they're basically saying, hey, sorry, we did only give you the scholarship and you helped us make money off your back. They're going to pay kids out going back to 2016.
Yeah, and listening to you, this is the first time I heard that tonight with the back pay, and I don't have a good answer for that. But drawing a line in the sand right now, they should make a choice. I don't understand why these athletes feel that not only should they be able to make money, but that they're also entitled
because of the money that they generate, because of the ticket sales, the jersey sales, because these college coaches make millions.
The college coaches do, sure. Go ahead and do that. But everybody seems to poo-poo on this multi-hundred-thousand-dollar education that they're offered for free that people kill themselves for.
Yeah, but those guys can't throw. Those guys can't shoot. It's like, the thing is, like, those guys that can throw and shoot, they're not necessarily looking to become lawyers, doctors, teachers. You know, they're trying to go pro. And so, the guys that make the most money are going to be the pros.
Exactly. So make a choice and become an employee and bet on yourself if you don't want to pursue the academic route. than
yeah, but they can't do then it becomes professional
Cordo,
sports completely. Like, they're still kids. They're still 18, 19, 20-year-old kids going to college, living amongst college kids. I don't know. I understand the call and the angle. I'm never going to rock with that, though, because I lived it. And I lived it broke. I lived it with a bunch of other broke athletes where we were looking at the regular students like, yo, you guys got your mom and dad paying for you to go to college. You go to class a couple hours, then you've got all this free time to do whatever you want. You don't even go to class some days. Us, we got to wake up to run, lift, go eat, be at class. Coach is going to check that you went to class. Your grades better be up. When you get out of class, you got to come to practice or lifting, or and it's every day that you're on a schedule. You got to travel. You got to do all. You literally give your whole life outside of sleep to the university.
Yeah, it's one of those things, and it's we all know it now, right? There's no longer student athletes. They're now just athletes. The scholars and the student part of it is really on the back end, because these guys, it's almost like they're daring, and I don't know the rules, but it seems like they're daring the colleges and they're daring their professors and their coaches to be like, all right, I got a D-minus. Kick me off the team. I dare you. Kick me off the team. Let's see how much money you're willing to lose that you just guaranteed me on an NIL deal. So it's a very dicey slope.
They keep these kids' grades up. Like, they make sure that these kids aren't lower than a 1.8 GPA.
Right, but it's not like they make sure of it. You will never be able to convince me that all of these guys are going and all of these girls are going to class when they're supposed to go to class.
Well, it's digital now. That's another part of it, too. They don't physically have to be in class because the technology's there. Let me get Liam in Babylon in before that back music hits us. What's up, Liam?
Hey, so I originally wanted to call about, you know, being a negative Nancy about the Mets, but now I'm in on this NIL, and I think this last call, I couldn't disagree with more. You talked about Rick Pitino earlier. He was talking about his relation with he's in, like, the Greek leagues, and they're, like, free agency year to year.
Yes,
he has to do the same thing with
that.
NIL. And I think that's just a great example of that this can work out well for the best for the players, where every single year they're kind of getting their own negotiation rights. And I don't think that's a terrible thing.
No, I don't either. Like, it's not. And like, I don't care about regular students, and I don't care about your student loan debt or your parents paying. Like, that was your choice. Like, no one forced you to do that. Like, these kids earned it. Yeah, these kids are ridiculous athletes and have a work ethic, and they earn the opportunity to get a scholarship, and not just a scholarship now. They are making money because we are in this digital age where they have followers and they have an image, and that is appealing to advertisers. Let these kids eat.
I guess, say, as a person who went to a MAC school, like no one comes to my school as like, oh, this is where I'm going to end up. It's no, if I come here, Rick Pitino used to coach Iona, which is Matt Axe school. And what's his name? Who went to Florida this year? Obviously, people, this is a stepping ground. And I think it kind of works out better for high school students where they can have like a middle ground, like lower D1 schools. And then it's basically a stepping stone. They get an extra year of development, an extra year of training with real coaches, real hard work, real college classes, and have to move up.
And the back music caught you before it caught me. Walter Clayton Jr., who transferred from Iona to Florida. And I bet he's a millionaire. I bet he's a multimillionaire. After Florida won that championship, he's got $2 million in the bank at least. I don't have a problem with it, man. I want everybody to get money off their talents, their skills, what they can do. I don't care how old you are. If you're making money for a university like that, and they're paying the coaches like that, and they've got TV deals and all that, and you're the best player on the team, you should be eating too. All right, I'm out of here, man. We'll do this again tomorrow after the Yankees. Coming up next is Chris McMonagle. Good night.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.